And welcome back, everybody, to another episode of MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Wednesday, June 22nd edition. I got a 9-game main slate to break down for you for your Wednesday. There's 4 games early. If you got questions on that, I'm on Twitter at BDentric, or join us in the Fantasy Degens Discord where I'll get your questions answered there to get you ready for the 4-game main slate. Hope you guys had a good Tuesday. The Pirates did it again. That Giants-Braves game was just bonkers. There was tons and tons that happened on a 13-game slate, as one would expect. So hopefully you guys made it out alive. Otherwise, we move on to Wednesday. 9-game main slate, as I said. If you guys give a rate review on iTunes or Spotify for MLB DFS Quick Hits, I'd appreciate it. Or if you prefer to watch the episode, go to the Fantasy Degens YouTube channel. Give it the old thumbs up. That would mean a ton as well. If you're playing PGA DFS, the Always Pressing PGA DFS podcast dropped on Tuesday, previewing the Travelers Championship, so go check that out too. All right, your totals on this 9-game main slate: Nats Orioles 9.5, Tigers Red Sox 9, Yankees Rays 7, Gigantes Braves 8.5, Guardians Twins 8.5, Cardinals Brewers 8.5, Mariners A's 7.5, Royals Angels 8. Lots of offense to be had on this slate, and some value pitching to take some chances on. So let's talk about that pitching on this slate. Your highest priced option is Carlos Rodon at 10-2 against the Braves. Don't mind it if you want to go there. I get it. But it is the Braves, powerful offense, only striking out 18% of the time versus lefties over the past month, hitting .313 with a .272 ISO and a .162 WRC+. Now, Carlos Rodon is not your average left-handed pitcher. I get it, but the Braves offense is legit. So keep that in mind. Eric Lauer against St. Louis. St. Louis doesn't strike out a ton. I'll take my chances elsewhere. You can go Charlie Morton if you want, or the Giants could stomp him like they stomp Spencer Strider. There's better options for cheaper that I'd be willing to take chances on. So we're just going to skip. We're going to skip to maybe Sonny Gray if you wanted $8,900 against the Cleveland Guardians. Gray's coming off the IL. He's made a couple starts now, but Guardians just ain't striking out much over the past month, 15.4% of the time versus right-handed pitching. So you can go Gray if you want. I think I might be punting pitching to get all the bats I want except for one pitcher. And his name is Shohei Ohtani at $8,500. DK just never gets his pricing right. Coming off 6 shutout innings with 6 Ks against the Seattle Mariners his last time out. Back-to-back 26-point outings his last 2 timeouts. And now Mr. Shohei gets the Kansas City Royals, a team you can definitely pick on, striking out 20.5% of the time versus right-handed pitching over the past month with a 100 WRC+. So Shohei at 85 is my top pitcher on this slate. If you want to go Wainwright in a tournament at 76, you can. I think Keegan Thompson at 72 in a tournament against Pittsburgh is intriguing. I kind of like the Pittsburgh bats again, like I've liked the last 2 nights, but he's coming off a strong outing against Atlanta after back-to-back negative fantasy point outings. So if you want to go Keegan Thompson, you can. Pittsburgh's not a massive strikeout team, but they are striking out in the past. This year, though, at least over the past month, they are striking out 25% of the time versus right-handed pitching with a 92 WRC+. So if you want to go Keegan Thompson in tournaments at 72, I can see the appeal. Again, cheaper options I'm willing to take a chance on. So you got Shohei at 85, maybe Keegan Thompson at 72, but we can go below 7K. Michael Wacha, $6,800 against the Detroit Tigers. Wacha's coming off 5 1/3, 1 earned, 19.8 points. Dud against Seattle, but then 38, 17, dud, 17, 21. He's had some pretty darn good outings at $6,800 facing the Detroit Tigers. He's striking out 25% of the time versus righties with a 107 ISO and a 72 WRC+. Over the last month of baseball. So Wacha checks them all. One of the best options is George Kirby at $6,600 against the putrid Oakland Athletics. Kirby coming off a strong 6-inning, 2 earned 6 Ks against Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim his last time out. Gets to take on the Oakland Athletics to strike out 23% of the time versus right-handed pitching. Love me some George Kirby on this slate, but there's more. Tyler Wells at $6,200 has been nothing short of outstanding for his price point in 3 of his last 4 starts, going 6 innings in all 3 of those starts, 3 earned runs or less. He has the Ks have been the issue, 3-4-1-3 over his last 4 starts, but 15 or more DK points in 3 of his last 4 starts, and he's $6,200 facing the national team that you can definitely take advantage of. So you got some value there with Tyler Wells is also. And last but not least, if you just want to go 6K on the dot, Daniel Lynch of the Kansas City Royals facing the putrid Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim at $6,000. Bubik dealt on Monday. Heasley's dealing on Tuesday. You got Bubik coming off 5 innings, 1 earned 10 Ks against the A's. He has 7 or more Ks in back-to-back starts, 5 innings or more in 3 straight, 12 or more in back-to-back starts. Like I said, almost 30 points his last time out. And he gets to face his Angels team that's just struggle bus. 23% K rate versus lefties, .211 average, .118 ISO, 72 WRC+. Over the last month of baseball. So you have cheap pitchers, like I said. So for me, I'm paying up for bats today. I'm taking Shohei Ohtani at 85, and then I'm looking at Keegan Thompson, Michael Wacha, George Kirby, Tyler Wells, Daniel Lynch. Almost all of those are 6K and are in the 6K range. If I have to rate those out, I go Kirby, Lynch, Wells, Wacha, Thompson in that order. I think Lynch is super, super sneaky on this slate at 6K, pairing him up with an $8,500 Shohei, or just take two of the cheapies and get every bat you possibly want. You pick your poison. I'm good either way. Let's talk bats with all this pitching on this slate at the catcher's position. You got Wilson Contreras versus Eichhoff. I think Chicago's very, very much in place against Eichhoff. Contreras at $4,800 is very, very much in play. If you want to go cheaper, though, you got the likes of Sean Murphy versus Kirby, only in a tournament, just because, and same with Betancourt. If Kirby struggles, those are two very powerful bats that you can look to exploit. But I like Cal Raleigh at $3,400 versus Blackburn. Cal Raleigh is a total GPP play. Not a great floor, but a huge ceiling. So you got some nice power in that bat going up against Blackburn at 3,400. Some cheaper plays, though, if you want to save a few shekels on this slate. Yan Gomes at 26, if he makes the Cubs lineup against Eichhoff, it's of great value on this one. Luke Molle may now. There's not a ton. Wins had a monster game for the Giants on Tuesday night. If he checks the lineup, he's $2,300. I'd imagine Casale's back. But wins at 23 would be a great one. Kisner for St. Louis at 23 versus Lauer would be one. So check the lineups and see what value you have here. Right now, Cal Raleigh is as low as I'd go because I know he'll be in the lineup. The rest of it's still to be determined. First base position on this one. Goldie did not play on Tuesday. He's day-to-day with an injury. Be a nice play versus Lauer if he gets in there, but maybe not tonight. So save a few bucks here. Metals and double-donged on Tuesday. But Josh Naylor versus Sonny Gray at 42. Naylor went deep on Tuesday. Maybe he keeps the train rolling. Love Baltimore against Patrick Corbin. So Ryan Mountcastle at 38 is an elite play against Patrick Corbin on this play, on this slate. Very good price point as well. If you think Wells struggles, he pitches a ton of contact. We said strikeouts are his issue. Then, you know, guys like Josh Bell at 35 is a really good value, a really, really good value. I kind of prefer getting up to Mountcastle if I can, but Josh Bell is a good alternative. You have to save a few bucks at 3,500. Some others, maybe if you want to get even cheaper on this slate, Hunter Dozier versus Ohtani. If you want to fade Ohtani, it's interesting. Not looking to fade him, but it's interesting. But Alex Kirilloff is $2,500. First base outfit eligible. Couple hits on Tuesday, including a double. He's got three doubles since he's been recalled. Talked about him on bench with Bubba 482 with Jorge Montanez on Tuesday night. So Kirilloff at 2,500 is a great value. First base outfield eligible for the Twins. McKenzie's been good, but not great. And Kirilloff is just a great price point. So $2,500 for Kirilloff I like quite a bit. And then like I mentioned on Tuesday, and they haven't adjusted it yet, Torkelson's only 2K for Detroit. So if you think Wacha, I said he's had a couple good, bad, that's in his routine. If you think we're in for a bad one, Torque at 2K is a phenomenal value. And you might not need a lot of value because the pitching is garbage unless you decide you want to pay up. If you want to go Rodon and company, go for it. But you might not need to save money on bats. But if you do, Torque at 2K is very strong. Kirilloff at 25, not too shabby either. Second base, you got Trevor Story, went deep on Tuesday. You got Tariq Skubal, who's been very good. Story does love hitting him a lefty, though, at 5K in a tournament. That's a really interesting play, especially in the pay-up department. Brendan Donovan, though, I like him at 41 versus Lauer. I just love what Donovan brings to the table. Again, talked about him a lot on Tuesday night's bench with Bubba as well. Johnny Villarvey's in the Cubs lineup at 36. I like this Cubs stack. Like, we're liking some Cubbies against Eichhoff tonight, which should be a good or bad thing. Not sure yet. Isaac Preddy's triple dong on Tuesday. He's $3,300 for Jomo. I love Jomo. Jomo limits the hard contact in a big way, so I'm not looking to target him, but Paredes could be a nice tournament play. Jonathan Scope at 3K. First walk, if you are going Detroit Tigers, that's a good value. The Tigers value as usual, as we have come to expect on these slates. Third base position on this beauty we got here. You got Devers if you want, but J-Ram at 58 versus Sonny Gray is very enticing. Arenado versus Lauer at 51. Arenado had a nice game, nothing special, but I think he had at least 10 or 12 points. So still got the job done on Tuesday for you at 5,100. Eugenio Suarez in a tournament, I don't hate it at 46. I'd rather have Arenado at 51, but Suarez, nice tournament look for you. Luis Urias at $3,900 versus Waino, if you want to go there. Brian Hayes at 38 is a great value. Johnny VR talking about him. Even Patrick Wisdom, he went deep on Tuesday for tournaments. Always tournament viable at 35. So that Cubs-Pirates game and the Baltimore and Washington game are going to be some fun spots to target the bats on this slate. Cheaper third base plays, though, not a ton at this point in time that really jumps off the page for me. Shortstop position, though, you got Dansby Swanson at 56. Willie Adames went deep again on Tuesday. He's 53. Tommy Edman's not bad, but Bobby Witt went deep. He'd be a great contrarian play for Shohei. Don't hate it if you need to go that direction. But you could save a few bucks here. O'Neill Cruz, DK woke up a little bit. He's 2,700. Still lock him in your lineups. And he's only shortstop. He's not shortstop outfield. So only shortstop. So O'Neill Cruz at 27 is great. If you want to fade Wells, Luis Garcia at 26 is a very, very good look as well. So a couple nice, cheap shortstops to put in your lineup for tonight's action. Outfield, you got them all. Buxton at 61 is not too shabby, but I like Mike Trout at 59. I like Lynch as a play, but Trout at 59 is not too bad. Acuna is a good tournament, but he would have bombed on Tuesday. You got JDM against a lefty at 55, good tournament look as well. But Juan Soto at 53 is one of the best pay-up spots against Wells. I like J-Rod at 5K, but if you're going 5K and above, Juan Soto is my dog at 5,300. That's a really, really strong play there for you. Max Kepler at 46, not too shabby. I like Jock Jams in tournament. He went deep again on Tuesday. The dude's just mashing and mashing right-handed pitching in a big, big way. So in tournaments, at $4,400, most won't pay that price point. And he could put up a dud. It's Jock, but the way he's crushing right now, especially against righties, the way Morton's been up and down, I think Jock Jams at 44, really good tournament look for you. Brian Reynolds at 42, if you're stacking Pittsburgh, I like that. His price went up to $400, but well-deserved. Brendan Donovan at 41, we talked about him already. I like that look. You got Santander at 37, switch hitting against Corbin. You got Mullins up there as well, so some good Orioles options for you. Madras hit his first career home run for Pittsburgh on Tuesday. He's $3,600 versus Thompson. He's been crushing it. No one's talking about him because everyone's talking on Neil Cruz, but Madras has been raking as well, so he'd be a nice cheapie at $3,600 in that Pittsburgh lineup. Ian Happ at 35 is a nice piece of the Cubs stack for nice and cheap as well. Trey Boo Boo at 33 for Baltimore going up against Patrick Corbin. I don't mind that as a value. Lane Thomas at 32 is a good play as well. Going 3Ks and below now, it gets even more fun. You got Hunter Dozier at 3K, like I mentioned. But, man, the Franimal, he is back, isn't he? I knew he was coming back any day. Reinstated from the 10-day IL on Tuesday. So the Franimal came back on Tuesday. Not sure what he did just yet, but he's only $2,900 against Sonny Gray in a tournament. That is spicy, folks. Spicy. Not a must, but in a tournament, spicy. Alex Kirilloff at 25, love that play. Talked about him already as a value. Robbie Grossman at 23 for a value is really good as well as he keeps getting going. Sawinski at 22 is a really good value for Pittsburgh. Again, Pittsburgh, a super cheap stack. Riley Green's only 21 versus Walker. I love that price point. So lots and lots to like, as you'd expect. Lots of value, but lots of good pay-up spots. And you can pay up on this slate because the pitching's the way it is. Like I said, if you want to pay up for Rodon, sure. I wouldn't pay up for Lauer. You can pay up for Morton if you want. You can pay up for Scooble if you want. The highest I would go is Sonny Gray, unless you go Rodon. But for me, I'm going Shohei Ohtani at 85, and then I'm saving some scratch, and I'm going either Waka, Kirby, Wells, or Lynch. I rate it Kirby, Lynch, Wells, Waka. So let's have some fun with that. Like a Kirby and Shohei lineup or a Lynch and Shohei lineup could be a lot of fun on this slate. And stacking it up, I love Washington and Baltimore. I prefer Baltimore over Washington. Watch the rain in that one, but love that one. I love attacking Patrick Corbin as much as humanly possible. Chicago, Pittsburgh, you got Thompson versus Eichhoff. Prefer the Chicago side, but I'm going to keep riding those Pittsburgh bats. I think Detroit versus Waka could be a nice contrarian play because people do love Waka, and Detroit can be sneaky from time to time, like randomly from time to time. I think St. Louis trying to stay hot versus Eric Lauer could be a fun look as well in that matchup. And then if you want to go a little Seattle versus Blackburn, I like that one as well. Who's pitching for Seattle? I missed that one. Oh, Kirby. Yeah, not fading Kirby. But Seattle versus Blackburn, don't hate that at all. But that'll do it. Quick hits. Like I said, quick in, out, done. You can find me on Twitter at BDMTrick with your questions there, or join us in the free Fantasy DGens Discord. Also, Bench with Bubba episode 482 dropped on Tuesday with Jorge Montanez recapping the week that was in Fab. So check that one out. You're always pressing PGA DFS podcast to get you ready for the Travelers Championship dropped on Tuesday as well. But it's a doozy, folks. Fun one, less than 15 minutes. This is why we call it quick hits, folks. Good luck on your Wednesday. Hope you guys have a good one. I'll be back with you guys on Thursday. This was MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Wednesday, June 22nd edition. I'm out.